As you probably might know, the Peace Council is an institution set up by an act of parliament to facilitate peace in the country. And we do a lot of things to avoid conflict so that people will use proper channels to seek solution to their problems, mediation, or use the courts, and so on. During elections, and you know that in our part of the world, elections become very, 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 creates a lot of tension. And so we are always alert. In the past, political parties have used groups they have called vigilantes who have caused havoc. And so the president called for the two political parties, NPP and DC, to try and come together and address the issue. They invited us to mediate. We did. And thanks be to God, we signed an accord agreeing on principles that the political parties will not use vigilantes, they will not use violent means, and that even if of their members get themselves involved in the act, they will disown that person. And when the police arrest, they are not going to rally around the person. We have also, as part of it, the way forward, the police have a role to play, the Peace Council has a role to play, other stakeholders have roles to play. So this is, and, you know, we see reports, we have been there, I myself and some other people have been to places, we've talked to people. And we feel that it's coming from both parties, the two major parties. And that is what led us to issue this statement, urging our political parties, especially the major political parties, to try and live by what they have agreed on in respect of the vigilante accord. And also bear in mind that our parliament has passed the law, Act 2019, Act 999, forbidding such political hooliganism, vigilantism in the political activity.
Reverend Asante, I understand that, but let me ask you this. Do you think that the Peace Council will continue to engage these political parties? Because these major political parties and their supporters, some Ghanaians say, create a lot of problems, tension, and violence. So will the Peace Council continue engaging them to remind them about their pledge and the agreement they signed to ensure their members do not engage in acts of violence that could create confusion and tension in the run-up to the election?
Yes, the Peace Council has already started doing that, especially in the Upper West, for instance. They just concluded an engagement between the political parties and stakeholders on vigilantism, especially on the accord that they signed. And they concluded one at Cape Coast, at the central region, just this weekend. Kumasi will start. In all the constituencies, the Peace Council will engage the political party leaders. You know, in the past, we have done things at the national level where we have had political party presidential candidate to sign accord, but we have not done much at the local levels, even though our local peace councils have engaged political leaders there. This time round, we want to concentrate more on the local levels, even though at the national level too, we will seek to do that. So these are the things that it's ongoing. Education is ongoing, and we will engage all of them.
Good. Yeah. Reverend Asante, what do you say to those who are saying, criticizing the Peace Council that it has not been effective and that sometimes the Peace Council is seen as being biased in favor of one party or the other? What do you say to those critics?
It is not easy doing the job, the work that we do. One, the Peace Council can have only moral suasion. We don't buy. We cannot prosecute. We can only urge people who are responsible for that to take action against. And then we can also use persuasion to the various political parties and stakeholders to take the peace route in whatever they seek to do. And as you know, if you're not taking people to courts, if you're not doing these things, people who have a penchant to promote violence will not take such things seriously. The next thing is that just look at the track record of the Peace Council of Ghana. The Peace Council has done a lot. Why is it that today people think that we are for party A, the next day they think we are for party B? It is simply because we have sought to be neutral. We have sought to be mediators. We don't consider ourselves as a political party, so we do not also want to do any party's propaganda for them. We need to be very careful about people who cry wolf all the time. In some places, it is true, things are not going the way it ought to, and we raise red flags when these things happen, and we call on the police to act on these matters. But in most cases, people want us to take a stand and condemn one side against the other. Mediators don't function that way. It's